So let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start. Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us to come and worship you this morning. Father, may our worship, Father, be pleasing unto you before your throne of grace. Father, may you guide my lips as we proclaim, Father, your word this morning. We ask all this in Jesus' name, our Savior. Amen. If you don't mind turning to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 to 36. We're not going to read that. I just want you to see exactly. That's when David was assigned. David assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. I encourage you to read that one. Basically, since we are in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I decided to kind of give a little couple of points about Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is an act of rendering thanks, gratitude to God. It's important because it is the real me, the real you, is what's in the mentality of our soul. It's what we think that is extremely important. It's what's in our frame of reference. You know, as we come every week after week, we take Bible doctrine and we accumulate in the categories of our soul. So it's very important what we think as we give thanks to the Lord, because if our frame of reference is empty, how can we give thanks? If there's no doctrine, where are we going to grab it from? So what we think is extremely important for our gratitude towards God. Now, one of the things that I always notice about people who are not, arrogant people, in addition to their usual hangs up in their soul, is that they are not thankful for anybody. You know, they're not thankful in their heart. They always, it's like a grown up kid, you know, they want their way, you know, but they're not thankful about others. You know, they don't treat people well, and they don't expect them to treat you well. But that's what comes in the heart, because there is nothing in there. It's empty. So that's one of those things, you know, they don't even thankful about the ones that try to help them. You know, sometimes you have believers that try to help the others, and you open the door to them, they don't even say thank you. You know, because it's empty, there's nothing there. But it's so extremely important. So Thanksgiving, therefore, is more also than just attitude of gratitude, you know, but it's also a form of humility. You can have the Bible doctrine in our souls, we can be thankful, but if the humility is not there, we also have nothing. So it has to be together, you know, where we have our thankfulness, our gratitude, and then we kind of put in the humility. That's what God sees. God sees that humbleness in our heart. How are we asking Him? And that's exactly what He sees, because He sees our heart. That's what He sees. He doesn't see the appearance, the outside appearance, but He sees the heart. So we're thankful for that. So Thanksgiving is an act of rendering thanks or gratitude to God. And it's an appreciator for others. When with that, then you appreciate others. That's the beauty. Once we do that, we appreciate everything around us. Point two, I have Thanksgiving is a normal mental attitude of the royal family of God. We are royal family. Our King Jesus, we are part of the royal family. So Thanksgiving, you know, is part of that. It's Thanksgiving and grateful of soul. It's part of the integrity of the royal family. The honor of integrity. And it's definitely tied with humility, in contrast with arrogance. You know, the devil, you know who the devil is, the father of arrogance. You know, he is the one that basically wrote the policy of evil. And sometimes you see that in believers, you know, believers who are in reversionism. They practice some of that because they're in a fellowship. And as soon as they are out of fellowship, the devil just, you know, the enemy just goes in, you know. And because in the frame of reference, there's no doctrine, they are a casualty. But as family of God, you know, as royal ambassadors for God, you know, that's where agape kind of gets tied in. In Ephesians 5:20, it says, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything. And sometimes we say, should I have to give thanks for this? It says, in everything, give thanks. Sometimes we don't want to give thanks, you know? But if that word is in you, you give thanks. You know, sometimes what we do, you know, somebody gives us something, like the Lord, his indescribable gift. In the eternity past, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit huddled together and says, you are going to go, I'm going to prepare a body for you to go and die for mankind. And Christ says, okay, I will go. The Holy Spirit says, I will raise you up. It's indescribable gift that as we learn about His Word, we get it in, we really understand the mercy of God in us. Like Pastor said, the angels didn't need that, but we need that. So when we learn about His Word, we really understand about His nature, His grace towards us. That's where the thankfulness comes from. And we give Him as a soothing aroma, an offering, that He accepts our humility, and we really understand who truly God is in our life. So I'm so thankful that us, just little dust balls, you know, like Brian says, that we actually part of God's kingdom. Thanksgiving is a priestly sacrifice, like it's to be a royal family. But we also be priests unto God. Now, we don't offer sacrifices anymore, so what do? Our time that we invest comes to worship our Lord. Like in Hebrews, it says, through Him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips that give thanks to His name. See, the words that form from our souls, we give thanks to Him. You know, that's our sacrifice of praise. That's how we do it. You know, we gather every week to give Him sacrifice of praise. And not just here every week, but it's every moment. It doesn't matter where we are. We could be going to school, we could be going to work, we could be driving in the byway. It's every moment we look at the Lord and we say, thank you, Lord. As soon as we get up in the morning, thank you, Lord, that I'm up. You know, so we have that gratitude in us, believing the day goes fast. It just, everything kind of seems like it's falling into its own place. Have you heard people, oh, I had a great day today? You know what I'm saying? Because they're walking with the Lord, you know? They're doing that. So that's how they do it. Point five, I have thanksgiving is a super great function. The closer you come to maturity, the greater becomes the mental attitude of thanksgiving. I mean, that's huge. Because once you crack the maturity barrier, like Pastor Stephen says, you need about five doctrines to start cracking the maturity barrier. The doctrine of grace, the doctrine of the blood, the doctrine of the cross, you know, the finished work. You start cracking the maturity barriers. Once you crack it, you're in your way. You know, that all those doctrines accumulate. You stop and think. You stop and think. You really react. You say, thank you, Lord. Because you really understand the love of God in you and your life. You stop and think and just say, what the great things He has done for you. I mean, none of us will be here. You know what I'm saying? All the mistakes you have made in life. And 2,000 years ago, Christ died for our sins. And He says, it is finished. So just the thankfulness that we can actually say to God, Lord, forgive me. And He says, okay, it's forgiven. I told that as far as east is from the west, it is forgiven. Just for that to grasp that, you know, just to grasp that and say, wow, I'm forgiven. And all the wonderful things that is awaiting for us in heaven, you know, in eternity. So, and Daniel was big on this, because Daniel was huge. Daniel says, to thee, O God, O my fathers, I give thanks and praise. And Romans, the Apostle Paul also, he was really big on giving thanks to the Lord. He says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. That's the Apostle Paul expressing his thanksgiving to the Lord. A constant thanksgiving. He knew about doctrine. The Apostle Paul, he was a genius. He's one of the most that understood grace completely in all the apostles. He understood the grace of God. He knew what God was. So, that's why the Lord picked him. Point six to God, thanksgiving is motivated by Bible doctrine. Thanksgiving is motivated by Bible doctrine. That's why it's so important to take Bible doctrine in. If we don't take Bhagavad Doctrine, we're never going to get motivated. In also in point 7, I have Bhagavad Doctrine, just like it motivates you, you then motivate others about Thanksgiving. Because they see how you motivate towards God to give thanks. And they say, how come Brian is different? How come Daniel is different? So you motivate others to give Thanksgiving as well. You know, and they see that, there's something different in them. They're always thankful people. They always open the door for me. They're always doing that. Kind of rubs in, you know? Or rubs off. I don't know, which one of the two? So, English, you know? So, Thanksgiving is also related to the prayer function. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. So point 9 I have, I got only 2 more points. Food should be accepted with thanksgiving. We just had Thanksgiving last Thursday, you know. We thank the Lord for the great things He's given us, for the food we ate, you know. But some people are not even thankful for the food. And some people, they even, like in 1 Timothy, it says, men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. That means even as we go to the mission field, you may have monkey meat or something in front of you. You gotta give thanks. You never know what you're gonna eat in Africa, you know? Pastor Shabelle will tell you, I have no idea what I ate, I just pray. But you never know. As you go to, you know, South America, those people have eaten stuff there that we have no idea what it is. But in everything, especially with our food, I see people sometimes, they are a little embarrassed to pray in the restaurant, to say thanks for the meal. That's the first place I give thanks. I have an idea how it's been prepared. I will say thanks, you know. I will make sure that I pray for that food. Yes. So point 10, that's the last point. God is the object of our thanksgiving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15, it says, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. The source of thanksgiving becomes the object of thanksgiving. I was sharing with somebody last night about Abraham. So why was Abraham so different from us? I said, he's not different. You know, because in eternity past, Christ says, I will go to die for mankind. The only thing that Abraham did was believe. That's the only thing good in him, is to believe in God. And he was accounted righteous. The only thing it's asked for us to do is believe. There's nothing good in us. And God says, just believe in my son. And guess what? We are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Just by believing. That's the indescribable gift of God. In Revelation chapter 7 verse 12 says, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Well, that's a quick summary of the doctrine of thanksgiving. I hope that will help us to just be thankful, more thankful to God every day. Amen.